Monday, September 9th. This morning the halls were plastered with colorful posters for Random Acts of Avant-Garde Art, our annual school art show. I'm super excited because the first prize for each class is $500 cash. Sweet! That would be enough for me to buy a cell phone, a new outfit from the mall, and art supplies. But most important, winning that award could transform me from a socially challenged art dork to a socially charmed art diva, practically overnight. Who would have thunk my art skills could get me into the CCP clique? So I rushed down to the school office to get an entry form and was surprised to see a line had already formed. And guess who else was there picking one up? Mackenzie. And as usual, she was blabbering nonstop. Like, since I'm going to be a model, fashion designer, pop star, I already have a portfolio of 7 very hot fashion illustrations for my Fab Forever clothing line, which I also plan to wear on my very successful world tour as the opening act for Miley Cyrus, who of course will fall head over heels in love with my designs and buy like $1 million worth. Then I'm going to enroll at a prestigious university like Harvard, Yale, or the Westchester Fashion Institute of Cosmetology, which BTW is owned by my Aunt Clarissa. Okay, I'll admit I freaked out about having to compete against Mackenzie. She just kept staring at me with her icy blue eyes, and my stomach felt queasy and I got chill bumps. Then suddenly I had an epiphany. And I totally understood what my grandma meant when she said, "You can be a chicken or a champion. The choice is yours." So I gathered all my strength and determination, took a deep breath, and mustered the courage to decide right there on the spot which one I was. A big fat chicken! When the office assistant asked if I was there to pick up an entry form for the avant-garde art show, I just froze and started clucking like a hen. Buck, 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 buck. Then Mackenzie laughed, like me entering the competition was the most ridiculous thing she had ever heard. That's when I spotted the yellow sign-up sheet for library shelving assistants, also known as LSAs. Every day during study hall, a few kids get excused to go to the school library to shelve books. An LSA's life is about as exciting as watching paint dry. So instead of trying to achieve my dream of winning a major art competition, I very stupidly signed up to shelve dusty and boring library books. And it's all Mackenzie's fault. When I reported to the library during study hall, the librarian, Mrs. Peach, gave me a tour. She told me I would be working with 2 other girls who had signed up last week. But what I wanted to know was who in their right mind would sign up to shelve library books as an extracurricular activity. At least I had a good excuse. I did it while I was temporarily insane from Mackenzie's icy stare, which had frozen my brain cells, slowed my heartbeat, and totally immobilized my body so I couldn't sign up for the avant-garde art competition.